you can take control of the airwaves here. We've got a discussion coming up about what I consider to be some very risky and possibly dangerous and bad civil disobedience that has been proposed in the Baltimore, Maryland area. Our number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there, and actually you can create the content. So if you find something online that you want to share with us, doesn't have to be news-related. It could be a blog post or a cool video or whatever you think our listeners would enjoy. Just submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It appears on the upcoming stories page. At that point, it awaits a certain number of votes, and once it reaches that number, will be promoted to the front page of the site. So head over to freetalklive.com to get interactive. We've been talking about Robin Hooding here recently on the show. Actually, last night it came up again. And that's because there's been a lot of really exciting developments with this particular form of activism here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's certainly not unique to Keene that people are saving other people from getting parking tickets by feeding expired meters. In the case of Keene, it happens as the parking, the meter maid is walking down the street. The Robin Hooders will walk in front of and behind the meter maid in order to feed expired meters and to leave Robin Hood business cards on the cars that have had expired meters been filled. To inform them, the card says on the backside, "Your meter expired. However, we saved you from the King's Tariff, Robin Hood, and the Merry Men." And then they say, "Please consider paying it forward or sending a donation." And a number of people have been sending donations. If you go on Facebook to Robin Hood of Keene, and Mark, if you don't mind, maybe put up on our Facebook and Twitter a link to Robin Hood of Keene. There's a page on Facebook where Robin Hood and the crew will take pictures of envelopes and checks that people are sending in to prove, hey, look, this is popular. People like being saved from being ticketed by these agents. Then a few moments ago, we got a call from Adam in Baltimore. And he couldn't stay with us. I guess he had to go to do something, but he couldn't stick on for this hour because I wanted to continue to discuss what he called to propose, which I found to be a pretty scary proposal.
Yeah, I think I can speak for all of us then to say broadly that we are against it.
Yeah, I don't support this activism. I think it will be really interesting video.
Sensational.
It could be funny. But if somebody goes to prison, I don't know if anyone will be laughing at that point. The proposal Adam made just before we went to the break was that they have acquired, he said we, I didn't get to ask him how many people this is. So he and some friends, presumably, have acquired themselves a boot. Now, we went online, checked the prices on Google. You can get a boot for yourself for as low as $465.99 on awdirect.com. This is the Rhino tire boot, which, I mean, this is the real deal. This is the boot. And so for under $500, you can get one of these things. They claim they've gotten one. They claim they're going to find the parking meter maid's little van thing or whatever it is they're driving around in
Baltimore.
They're
parked illegally.
Yet they say they're frequently parked illegally while they're ticketing other people for allegedly parking illegally. And they say they're going to be booting the meter maid's car. He also said he's never been in criminal court before and has no real familiarity with the courtroom procedure, has no real familiarity with being charged criminally with anything, doesn't really have any idea with what they could charge him for doing this act in Baltimore. But let me tell you, they threatened the Robin Hooders in Keene when they were removing chalk from people's tires. It was something else that they were doing for a short period of time. Maybe they're still doing it. I don't know. But if they're doing it now, they're certainly not doing it in front of the agents because they were threatened by Keene police in writing. Keene police told them, look, if you are caught removing chalk that our agents have put on people's tires, that's a felony charge for you. And felonies generally mean 3 to 7 years in prison. Generally. I mean, it could be different in Maryland. I don't know. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say what a felony is in Maryland, but it's generally a bad thing. And if you were to put a boot on a parking meter enforcer's car, the police officers that end up arresting you for it may also be quietly amused, you know, just because it's the parking meter department and, you know, it might be kind of funny to them. But that's not going to stop them from going after you with criminal charges.
What I see here, and this is just a prediction, is some kind of charge that results in a relatively long term of probation, 1-2 years.
Perhaps, with a plea, you mean?
Yeah, with a plea. Perhaps some kind of house arrest situation.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt they'll send them to prison over this, but they will attempt to send a message, as strong of a message as they possibly can send, that the idea of booting one of the king's men's car is completely unacceptable. Prank or not, this is simply unacceptable. And... Yeah. I think it's going to go poorly.
I see a real production being made out of it, several lanes of traffic being shut down, and every single person's life being made worse by booting a traffic enforcer's vehicle in the middle of the road.
Right, and of course they'll blame the people who booted the vehicle for shutting down the roads and all of the inconveniences that people felt. And again, we can sit here and speculate as to what the charges will end up being. Rest assured, they have a handful of catch-all charges that will apply to the situation, everything from disorderly conduct to interfering with a government investigation or obstructing government administration. There are always some sort of charge they can come out with. And I'm the first person to be a fan of civil disobedience. I mean, I like civil disobedience. But I also, one of the things that I've been charged with, not by criminally, but just by critics, is that, you guys don't plan good enough or well enough. You don't plan well enough this civil disobedience. You need to think it out a little bit more. You need to come up with better ideas in advance and, plan. Well, I think that in some cases, you really have to just act fast and there's not a whole lot of planning that can be done. But in other cases, maybe some more planning would have been useful. I mean, certainly there are things that could have been done better in the past. But one really important part of the overall plan is to get together with other liberty-minded people in the same place and not go off half-cocked in Baltimore. It's one thing to go off half-cocked in Keene, New Hampshire, and get arrested for something that you didn't think was going to get you arrested, like is what happened with Derek J. and Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree, which you can see for free over at victimlesscrimespree.com. I mean, he didn't intend to get arrested on most of the occasions on which he got arrested. It was just that was the circumstance he was in. But luckily, he was here in Keene, where he's got a large activist base of people that support him and are there to assist in one way or another, whether it's coming to the court trial to record video or it's, giving him a place to stay while he's kind of getting, settled or, just getting out of jail. Whatever the various different things that a community of liberty-minded people can do to make being in a situation like that easier. I don't know how many people Adam from Baltimore has on his side down there, but I don't expect it's anything like what we've got up here in New Hampshire.
Certainly not.
I'm stunned that there's a small group, call them 3 or 4 individuals in Baltimore, that he can put together that think that this is a good idea. I mean, you'd think that cooler heads would prevail in this one. Like, hey, that was pretty funny when we were getting stoned and talking about that last night.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Maybe
are
he's
you
BSing.
Kidding me?
Maybe he's BSing us. I don't know. He claims he'll send a link when they do it.
He's got that boot and it's just sitting there. He needs to put it to use.
Well, if they actually do have a boot, I can see how that could be tempting. And I understand the value from a video perspective. Yeah, it'll be interesting. It'll certainly be interesting. There is that one video of the boot guy who comes and cuts the boot off. You guys seen that?
Yeah, I saw it.
I forget what he calls himself, but he's like dressed up in a superhero outfit. you can call this guy, and he'll come down and remove with some sort of cutting device, something that can cut through metal. I don't know what you call that, but he's cutting through a boot right out in the open street. It's incredible.
That's the best.
Yeah. And that's something I would more support than booting a bureaucrat's car. Either way, you're probably going to get similar criminal charges of interfering with a government investigation.
Ain't going to be pretty. I mean, I
at least then you're saving somebody. You're actually helping someone, whereas in this case, you're just...
I don't know that I'm prepared to justify any of it, but I can... I think that it's a safer idea just to try to cut a boot off because you're less likely to get caught. These people are going to boot the car and then stand there with cameras.
Yeah, they didn't sound like they were really wanting to hide what they were doing, too. So it's even more likely they're going to be persecuted. 855-450-FREE. I don't know about you. I don't think I'd want to stay in the Baltimore jail. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family, and cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com. Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body? Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from virus, fungus, bacteria, vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-453. You can also join us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. And with you in the studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. Lots of stuff, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of the program. And if you send in your photo this month, ladies, you'll be qualified for a Savory Scents candle package giveaway. So you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, get the details on how to submit your photo. Not very hard. You just have to take a validated photo of yourself, meaning that you prove in the picture that you are a listener of this program. So again, go to shrine.freetalklive.com and you could win.
If there's some kind of emergency and you need food, do you have it? Is there some kind of stored food in your household? Because you've got to have this stuff in case something goes wrong, whether it's some kind of weather emergency that causes a blackout. Those things can last for days. You don't want to be rushing out to the grocery store in that situation, you know, fighting the crowds and that kind of thing. Even unemployment. You want to have some food saved up in case you could be unemployed for a period of time. Whatever the reason, you can get the Legacy Premium brand at food.freetalklive.com. The Legacy Premium brand is unique because it costs about half of what all the other stored food out there costs on average, and significantly less than many of the brands that purport themselves to be the top brands. It's the only brand that's 100% GMO-free, the only one that's MSG-free, the only one that's artificial flavor-free, and the only one that's preservative-free. They've got gluten-free and vegetarian options, and they can do it all for $1.50 a meal.
That's the amazing part.
Right, you can't get a regular meal for $1.50, let alone one that's stored in a Mylar pouch that's flushed with nitrogen, so there's no oxygen there, and it's got an oxygen absorber in there, so that it lasts for 25 years, and it comes in these storable buckets you can stack so that it keeps out varmints and weather and those kind of things. This is an amazing deal. There's free shipping on all orders. Just go to food.freetalklive.com. The Legacy Premium brand is best in price, storability, and taste. Go check out the comparison chart there that we have there at food.freetalklive.com, and you will see the chart that convinced me that the Legacy Premium brand was the best. It's food.freetalklive.com.
We're talking about booting the government's cars. Adam called in from Baltimore saying that he and his friends have acquired a boot, and they intend to boot the parking meter enforcer's car. And look, I support the idea of monkey wrenching the system. I don't oppose, having the Bearcat all of a sudden have a flat tire or having a boot attached to it. I don't really oppose those things or, a virus being uploaded into the government's computer system that, makes it impossible for them to do some of their bureaucratic rigmarole. I don't oppose those sorts of monkey wrenching. But on the other hand, I also don't think it's a good idea to come right out in the open and point to yourself as the culprit. There's certain things here in Keene, New Hampshire that I wouldn't shed a tear about if somebody went and disconnected the fire klaxons or whatever you call them in downtown Keene. For those that don't know, if you live in the heart of downtown Keene, you will hear sometimes at 2 in the morning a tremendously loud, what sounds like an air raid siren going off.
That sounds about right.
And it's very annoying, and I can't imagine anyone likes that thing. If somebody went and filled that thing with foam or disconnected the wire or did both or something like that, there's the speaker just sitting up on top of the stoplight there. It wouldn't be too hard to roll up in a van and then do whatever you're going to do with it at 3 in the morning and roll away. There are some cameras in the area, but it wouldn't be hard to accomplish that particular task. I wouldn't feel bad about that. I would say, that person was a hero for doing something like that.
There's a lot of people that would sleep better at night surrounding Main Street, too.
Absolutely.
But, that klaxon is intended to warn people that the fire engine is going to be coming the wrong way around the circle. I thought that was supposed to be fixed with the new fire station, but apparently not, because it keeps on coming, happening.
I'm pretty sure I've seen that thing go off regardless of which direction anyone's coming down that circle. I just think it goes off any old time they shut down the circle. For the fire people or the ambulance folks. But
this is different.
Yeah, but to videotape yourself engaging in that action is just asking for, an issue. I mean, you're giving them all the evidence they need to come after you. What's the point of that? So I can understand trying to gum up their process. I get that. But to purposefully do all of the work that they'll need to do. If they want to charge you with something, they have to be able to prove their case beyond this, reasonable doubt. Well, if you've recorded video of yourself doing the act and you put it online, then they've got the evidence they need. So I guess I just don't. I don't understand it.
It's a bad idea, and you're going to really hate your life after you do it.
It brings to mind what I perceive as a common criticism of us liberty types here in the Keene area, is that we are narcissistic and we do things for our own sakes and to show off.
Hmm.
And that's why you have to be very careful with the kind of activism you do, so that you can point to a legitimate, real result from it, something that's good. What?
Like, the Robin Hooding's good because people get saved from tickets.
The Robin Hooding's fantastic. It's absolutely not, compared to this story we're talking about. This
is like a
makes life so inconvenient for the populace at large and the perpetrators themselves that I can't get on board with it.
Let's go to Tricia, see what she thinks. She's in North Carolina. Tricia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Mark. Tricia in North Carolina, going once. Tricia in North Carolina.
Hello.
Hey, there you
Hello?
Are.
Hello.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I was listening to Adam and listening to you, and I do not think that people like Adam calling in are looked at as activists for the libertarian movement. I think there's a YouTube generation, and I think that many people, whether he's under 18 or over, I believe he's sounded over 18, they confuse the fact that they're looking for a trending video versus real activism, because he's never been in the criminal court system, which I have, and it's not fun. And
no, it's not.
Serious. It gets serious real fast.
It gets dark.
And, yes, it does. And pranks are different than being a civil libertarian and doing civil, you know, doing what he's talking about.
And that's a great distinction. And there are a lot of really great YouTube prank channels out there. And if that's their intention, maybe they could find a more or a less risky prank that may not look at felony charges.
Yeah, and I think it sounded like a prank to me, the way he spoke about it. So, you know, he was very careless about it and talked about it. And he was laughing, and it sounded more like a prank than something legitimate to me. And if he's still listening, I hope he realizes that this is better. Realize how non-legitimate it is when he's just. But is pulled into court, and he does have those felony charges. It sounded about the age of 18.
Good advice, Trish. I appreciate your call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I do like the pranks on cops, though, that the Roman Atwood channel does. More coming up. You can come up with your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis?
Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE. We can talk TSA. We can talk about boots. Whatever it is that you would like. In this case, it's the kind of boot that goes on a car. 855-450-FREE. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you will find waiting for you there. News updates, email, Twitter, Facebook. You go to news.freetalklive.com. You can select your choice. You can do more than one if you like. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest about Free Talk Live. Sign up over at news.freetalklive.com. And the housing market, Mark, it's an interesting place.
Well, right now, rates are at some of the lowest they've been in our lifetimes.
It's a good time to be a buyer.
And everybody says that the 30-year fixed is the best way to go. And there's a big difference between cheap and inexpensive. A 30-year loan is cheap, but it isn't necessarily inexpensive.
Yeah, you're going to pay quite a bit on that.
Absolutely. There's going to be a lot of interest paid. Interest tends to be front-loaded in loans. And many people, by the way, will tend to get new loans every few years. So you're paying mostly interest most of the time. There's a lot of advantages to getting a 20-year fixed or a 15-year fixed. In a 30-year fixed, you're paying... you're not even going to get the break even until you're 10.5 years in, in the sense that you'll be paying half principal and half interest. Whereas on a 20-year loan, you basically start out at 50-50, and on a 15-year loan, it's 59% from the start. It only gets better from there. Go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com to get in touch with the Mortgage Minute Guy and his experts, his bevy of experts. They'll help you get a loan, whether you're looking for a refi or you're buying a new home loan. You need to talk to experts, and MortgageMinuteGuy.com certainly has them. You can call them at 866-288-0088. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
To the phones and your thoughts. We've got Ben in Illinois listening to LRN.FM. Hey, Ben.
Hey, I had a question just about a few quick questions. The first one is, you're talking about the superhero guy that was taking the boots off the cars?
Yeah.
You know, I want to see the videos of that. Like, what should I search for on YouTube for that? Or where can I find the videos?
Oh, boy. Hero removes boot? Honestly, I don't know. Your search is as good as mine on that one. I know I've seen it before.
Do you know anything about the superhero, what his name is or anything? Captain
no.
Bootless?
No, I don't remember.
The Mr. Right. Quick Boot? The Booster?
Man, here you go. Here you go. Man saws off police car boot in front of an officer on YouTube.
Man saw. Okay.
Yeah. So I just looked for hero removes boot from car, and that was the first choice that came up.
Is he wearing a funny outfit?
I believe that is the one in which he wears a funny outfit, but I have not pulled it up. So.
Alrighty.
There you go.
I got it. Cool. Very good. One other little thing. As a web developer, what's the best way that I can contribute to the Free State Project?
Oh, well, they're always looking for help with their website. I mean, if you go to freestateproject.org, I think you can contact, go to their contact page and contact the members group, or I don't know. There's several people. I don't know to whom you should write, but if you write their tech team and let them know that you've got skills and that you're willing to help out, I imagine they'll find something for you to do. Maybe go in the forum and introduce yourself there at forum.freestateproject.org. That might be a good idea.
All right, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for the call, Ben. Appreciate it. Okay, so the video that actually has the guy with the outfit is called Superhero Rescues Illegally Parked Cars. An eccentric British man who calls himself Angle Grinder Man demonstrates how he frees...
It is an angle grinder.
Yep. Demonstrates how he frees wheel-clamped cars that are illegally parked. He dresses in his own superhero outfit, then cuts the cars free with an angle grinder machine.
His angle grinder looks like it's golden from when he did, when he pulled it out.
That's right. It looks very very fancy. And he's got kind of a golden blue costume on. Anyway, again, the video is Superhero Rescues Illegally Parked Cars. We'll copy it. We'll put it on our Facebook and Twitter here in a short moment, and you'll be able to click over there and check it out.
I hope he drops off the boot at the police station there on their front door.
No, I think he just leaves. He just pulls the boot off and gets out of there. Anyway, Justin is in. He's wearing a mask, too, so this guy's kind of smart. Justin, in Siberia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Siberia?
Hello, Ian, Mark, and I think it's Daryl, right?
No, actually, Daryl's on usually on Friday nights. Sometimes you never know, though. Johnny Ray is here tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny Ray. I just missed the voice. I'm kind of dropping in the middle of the conversation. I listen to podcasts all the time, so I really don't know where you guys been tonight. But I wanted to get on with, especially with Mark, and talk a little bit about minarchy versus anarchy.
Okay, here you are.
Okay.
Yeah, you do understand that I consider anarchy to be anarchists to be people who dress in black and throw Molotov cocktails, and usually they're European, right?
Yeah, I started listening to the show when Ian was in jail, so I got used to your definition. But just for everyone else, so you're a voluntarist, right, Mark?
I like the ideas of voluntarism. I don't know that we can really try them out. There's never been an opportunity to try them out and see if they work. It would be really interesting to see, and I think that people should be free to try different governmental paradigms if that's what they want to do.
But from a practical standpoint, I mean, isn't minarchy where freedom is at, really? I mean, from a practical, pragmatic kind of get there in our lifetime standpoint.
I don't know. I mean, what evidence do you have of governments shrinking, getting smaller?
I don't have any evidence of governments shrinking necessarily. But we can look at. There's some historical precedents for, like, with secession or revolution, you starting out with a smaller government at least, and then people having some opportunity for, you know, maximum liberty for a time period.
I don't see an appetite for secession or revolution in the state of New Hampshire.
So, but even just on the theoretical thing, this is why I always think I have a bone to pick with the voluntarists is that you talk about how the marketplace is going to provide solutions for like defense or things like that, but it seems to me that some of the very basic things that the government provides, albeit out of the wrong motives, but they do provide some stability and some defense from foreign invasion.
I agree that stability and a military are probably two of the things that governments provide that are most difficult for me to kind of wrap my head around otherwise. People do want, more than they want freedom, people want stability, it seems.
Except that I could argue, and I would, that government creates instability and makes us vulnerable to foreign invasion.
Absolutely. And, I mean, to call the constant oppression to be stability, I think, is pretty ridiculous. I mean, they're always threatening people. They're always hurting peaceful people. They're pulling people out of their lives. You want to talk about parking tickets? There was the one guy who said that he got a parking ticket, told this to the Robin Hooders here in Keene, that he had gotten a parking ticket once. Well, actually, it was his friend or loved one or whatever that was driving that got the ticket, but because it was his car, the ticket went against him. He didn't know about it because the friend pulled the ticket off or something like that, and the dude ended up getting his car booted and towed and then, you know, lost his job because he was not able to go to work on the day that the car was stolen from him. So that's definitely unstable. I would agree, Johnny Ray.
Yeah, I mean, I can see what you're saying, Johnny Ray, but I agree with that. But here's the thing that I have with trying to even think about like a completely voluntary society is that governments, as we know them, do two things exceptionally well. They make war and they unify. They bring people together, albeit coercively, but they do crowd resource and cause everyone to move towards a certain one goal. Often that's war and oppression, but if you have all these...
They don't even do war very well, and they tend to pit people against one another in order to try to control the state.
Exactly. So how do you survive? Like, how does a voluntary state survive when you have other predatory states who are using this machinery?
That's not the question to ask, though. I mean, I get where you're trying to get in your mind from one place to another, and that's not the question to ask oneself. I've never even gotten there myself necessarily, because you can't know what the world will look like. The question is do I have to go along with whatever petty little program it is that you come up with, and the way that you want to implement that program, do I have to pay for it or go to prison?
Right, and we can bring it back here in a moment if you want to continue the conversation, Justin, but you know, in my vision, there is no voluntary state. The state is an involuntary organization, period. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to get serious? Are you ready to lose a guaranteed 10% of your current weight and keep it off? Then you're ready for RetroFit. Just listen to these results from RetroFit clients.
I've lost 38 pounds.
I've lost 25 pounds.
I've lost just over 40 pounds.
I've lost right around 30 pounds.
RetroFit's data-driven program has been featured in the Wall Street Journal. Using Skype video conferencing, our team of weight loss experts meet privately with you on your schedule, no matter where you are, whenever you want, to help you lose weight and keep it off. Most clients lose between half a pound and a pound a week. Just follow the program, and we guarantee you'll lose 10% of your current body weight over the next 12 months, or we'll give you a second year free. Call now to start your 45-day risk-free trial of RetroFit. Mention radio and save an additional 20%. Call 888-937-2787. That's 888-937-2787. 888-937-2787.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system, and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fate TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fate TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The Angle Grinder Man video has been posted over at the Free Talk Live Facebook and Twitter. So if you'd like to see that, you're welcome to go over there and check it out. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, please shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You will find links to Amazon, different Amazons for different parts of the world, Amazon Canada, UK, Amazon US as well. Click to the right one for you. Get your shopping taken care of. And the money that you spend, a portion of it will be sent to Free Talk Live. Rather than all the profits going to Amazon, we get a piece, and you still get the same great Amazon selection, super saver shipping, as well as customer service and all the reviews that you're used to getting from Amazon. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. Mark, you had a quick email correction that you wanted to share with us.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that got that out. Justin says, I listened to the FTL podcast the next day most of the time, and I'm just hearing the statement from a caller named Bobby from your yesterday's show, and I have to say that the information is somewhat inaccurate. Leo's stance, Leo Laporte, we were talking about Leo Laporte and his conversation about Bitcoin, is and was that Bitcoin storage is insecure if not handled properly. Bobby's hacking was probably referring to you need to have your wallet file safe. And this is true. I mean, your bitcoins are only as safe as your computer is from hacking. The Security Now episode about Bitcoin went into ideas about how to secure your wallet, and I felt that Leo and Steve were fairly positive about the coin, as it were. So there you go. That's a retraction if there's need for one.
Let's bring Justin back on the line from Siberia. He was talking about minarchy versus, as he puts it, anarchy, but I don't really much care for the term anarchist.
I don't care for the term minarchist either.
I don't think anarchist describes me at all, because anarchy, to me, it connotates no rules, and I don't have a problem with rules. But I do have a problem with coercion, and so I'm a voluntarist. I'm somebody who thinks that humans should interact on a consensual basis with one another. And, Justin, there was a question you asked of Mark. I just wanted to jump in with a response here about, you said, this voluntary state, what would they do against the other states of the world? And, first of all, there would be no voluntary state, because the state is inherently a coercive concept. There would be an absence of any kind of centralized power in a truly voluntary society. There might be different protection organizations that people might hire to protect themselves from whatever threat they felt that they were facing, and we don't know what that would end up looking like. Maybe it would be, you know, a neighborhood watch group. Maybe it would be a professional company that you would hire, a group of volunteers. I mean, who knows? Private guards. Who knows what it would end up looking like? But the key point is, the other states of the world would have no military facility to which they could go and take over, or a centralized capital of power like a D.C. or the various different military bases around the country that they could, you know, conquer and then bring you under their control from that location. They would have no target that they would easily be able to identify, because everybody might have a different method of defending themselves. It could be everything from you defending your own home with your own weaponry to having private guards to having, you know, a large private force defending a larger swath of land. So the whole rules of engagement or whatever would be completely different, because it wouldn't be state versus state anymore.
Yeah, all wars are psychological. They send as many troops as they can to occupy key positions and kill key people. And then when those positions are held, when those key positions are held and those key people are dead, then the people, because they're conditioned in that land to look up to their central authority, when that's cut off at the head, then they're malleable and then you can do things with them. But if they don't have some head that they put all their trust and confidence in that you can steal from them by killing that person, then they can't put a soldier in every home.
Right. Who do you target in a place with 300 million leaders?
Yeah, but my thing is more looking at the historical precedents. Like, for instance, you look at the, in the 12th, I think it was the 12th century or late, or early 13th century, the English invasion of Wales. I mean, Wales wasn't some, you know, egalitarian utopia or anything like that, but it was pretty free. I mean, by most measures, they had what they called a king, but he was more of just a high court that dealt mostly in criminal matters, almost entirely. But when the English decided to take over Wales, they had this system, this mechanism called the crown that could coerce an entire nation like England to fight a war of aggression against Wales. And Wales didn't have the centralized power to withstand that. They didn't even really have taxation to be able to keep an army in the field to oppose an invasion. So that's basically what I'm saying, is that just it seems that over the, you know, 10,000-12,000 years of evolution that governments have gone through, they've developed two aspects of government that really do work very well, and that is engaging in systematic coercion of their own citizens and of other people's citizens. The other thing was that I think that for a free market to work, you have to have justice, you have to have a court system, and I think that in a perfect world, you know, you'd have different arbitration services and that kind of thing. I understand that, but shouldn't there be a go-to court in case you have a problem with your arbitration?
I'm ready to throw away the conversation about the, you know, states and armies in favor of this one that you've talked about. I mean, at this point, we can see after 230 something years of this country having its court system, how ponderously ineffective its criminal and civil court systems have become. I mean, I love the idea of a central court that's fair and just, and somehow you can take arbitration to that one finally if it doesn't work an appeal or something like that, but you just have to take some time to look at the court system in the United States. This is held aloft as one of the best, you know, the English common law is held aloft as some of the best dispute resolution that states have participated in, and it's still just ineffective as all get out. People want to avoid this at as much as they possibly can. It's so bad.
There may very well be a go-to court that the market chooses because it's the go-to court. You would have in certain contracts, if people who are contracting couldn't agree on an arbitrator, they would select individual arbitrators, and those arbitrators would then select a third arbitrator to be the ultimate decider between those two. So there are always ways within a contract to make a situation like that flesh out.
But the problem with social justice and just figuring out a way to make society, to allow the marketplace to work, is defending the rights of those people that can't defend them for themselves. Like, thinking back in the Deuteronomic law, the widows and the orphans, you know, those people that really can't pay for a service and I'm thinking that I agree with you, Mark, 100%. The court system as it stands in the U.S. today, terrible.
Right, and I'll tell you the only people that are getting justice in our court system, Jason, is are the rich. I mean, the widows and the orphans are left behind in both the criminal and the civil court in this country. I mean, I get where you're coming from when you're talking about foreign armies and stuff like that, and we could have a long conversation, and, you know, maybe you could convince me this, that, and the other. But there is, I mean, there's no defending a centralized court system if we have the best one in the world and it stinks so bad.
All the arguments that I'm hearing here from you, Justin, are based on fear. The fear that there's going to be some sort of state that'll invade and be able to take over a voluntarist society wherein, you know, if we just had a centralized government, it was small, they could still take care of us and protect us. And then the fear that if there wasn't some centralized bureaucratic court system, that, you know, there'd be this crazy situation where people would get taken advantage of. And even though people are getting taken advantage of today, and even though, as Johnny Ray pointed out, the militaristic system that we have is putting people in greater danger of being attacked by people around the world. I'm not afraid of freedom and what it would bring. I think it's exciting personally, and I'm willing to take those risks because, to me, fear is not worth threatening my neighbor. Just because I'm afraid or because you're afraid of what might happen is not justification for engaging in theft. And that's ultimately what the minarchist or small government world is saying. You know, well, theft is okay so long as we do it for these reasons. And I'm saying that theft is never okay. And threatening people, no matter what your intentions, is never all right.
And I totally agree with you, Ian. I mean, I totally agree with you on that point. And I really don't think that my desire to just theorize about this and figure out what I think would be an ideal situation is based in fear. I think it's based in trying to get my mind around.
Here's what I'd recommend. Go to book.freetalklive.com. We've got some books that will take you over to the Free Keen site. There's some great free audio books there. One of them is The Market for Liberty, which was, for me, the real pinnacle book that kind of helped me understand some of these ideas of, you know, private justice and things like that, and market justice.
I got to say, I think that characterizing it as fear is totally, you know, it's a tactic of yours, and it's disgusting. I mean,
was fear.
Do you have house insurance? Do you have car insurance? Are you living in a state of fear? I mean, yeah, you got to plan for bad things to happen. It's not like wars have never occurred.
Justin, thanks for your call. It's been Ian here with you tonight.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
But that's what I heard. I just heard fear. We'll see you tomorrow on freetalklive.com.
I heard mischaracterization.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
In every age, a technology is created that bends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.